From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Donald Trump has broken decades of U.S. policy by officially recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital, beginning the process of moving the embassy there from Tel Aviv.
While previous presidents have made this a major campaign promise, they failed to deliver. Today, I am delivering.
Mr. Trump said he was acting on a 1995 law directing the embassy be moved to Jerusalem, but insisted this doesn't change American efforts to secure peace in the region.
I've judged this course of action to be in the best interests of the United States of America and the pursuit of peace between Israel and the Palestinians.
Arab and Muslim leaders warned the decision could inflame tensions and destroy efforts to reach a peace agreement.
That made me very sad, very angry.
We're here today, we're condemning the American President Donald Trump decision.
Two views on the West Bank, but Malcolm Hohenlein of the Conference of Presidents of Major American Jewish Organizations said it was the right thing to do.
It doesn't preclude negotiations over the boundaries of Jerusalem or the future status of Jerusalem. In fact, maybe by putting down markers, we will encourage the parties to come because they know that the train is leaving the station and that they better be on board.
Palestinians have called for 3 days of rage. The UN Security Council is set to debate the matter Friday. A charity group warned Wednesday of worsening humanitarian emergency in Democratic Republic of Congo, with nearly 2 million people this year having fled their homes because of insecurity. The Norwegian Refugee Council's Ulrika Blom said aid is severely underfunded.
Consequences, people are dying and people are getting sick.
The World Food Program warned that 500,000 are now on half rations in troubled Kasai region because money is running low in what has been called the world's largest displacement crisis. This is VOA News. Russian President Vladimir Putin Wednesday said he'll seek a new 6-year term in March elections. Russia analyst Mark Edley of the University of Melbourne said he'll likely be reelected absent any serious opposition.
He stands for continuity and stability, and that's what they probably want to project at this stage. It's very unlikely that he would face any serious opposition.
65-year-old Mr. Putin, in power as either president or prime minister for the past 18 years, has led the country longer than any other leader since the 1917 communist revolution, except Joseph Stalin. Mr. Putin Wednesday also said Russia will not prevent its athletes from competing in the 2018 Olympic Games, a day after the International Olympic Committee banned the Russian team from the Games over doping allegations. Speaking at an auto plant Wednesday, the Russian leader said there would be no blockade of the Games. The IOC ruled Tuesday that individual Russians who are drug tested and pass may still compete as Olympic athletes from Russia. The Russian leader also proclaimed Wednesday the Islamic State insurgency has suffered a complete defeat in eastern Syria, the result of uncoordinated assaults from Russian-backed government forces and U.S.-backed rebels. Meanwhile, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said up to 24 civilians may have been killed as a result of Russian airstrikes east of the Euphrates in Deir Ezzor province. North Korea's foreign ministry has warned joint U.S.-South Korea military exercises this week and ongoing U.S. threats make outbreak of war an established fact. A spokesman said the remaining question now is when will war break out? But it's just more bluster, said Korea analyst Sung-Yun Lee of Tufts University.
Every time the U.S. comes up with a new sanctions policy toward North Korea, every time the U.N. passes a security resolution against North Korea, every time a South Korean NGO dares to criticize North Korea's human rights, North Korea says this is an act of war. We are on the brink of war.
Tensions are high following the North's latest test of a new intercontinental ballistic missile, it said, can carry a nuclear warhead to anywhere in the U.S. White House National Security Advisor H.R. McMaster said in recent days the possibility of conflict with the North grows each day. French President Emmanuel Macron has visited Algeria, a former colony, saying he came as a friend and appealed to Algerians to look to the future, not dwell on the past, which included a brutal independence war that killed hundreds of thousands. Mr. Macron has described French colonial rule as a crime against humanity. U.S. stocks little changed in Wednesday trading following release of data showing slower job growth in November. Energy shares hit new lows by oil prices plunging to a 2-year low. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.